Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm Andrea.
And I'm Haley.
And you're listening to Inhuman, a true crime podcast. Today's case that I'm going to be covering, first of all, is a super difficult one. A lot of them are super difficult, but anytime a child is involved, it always hits a little closer to home and always, you know, pulls at your heartstrings a little bit more.
Yeah.
But this case was suggested by one of our listeners. They did not leave their name, but I am going to be covering the disappearance of Haley Cummings.
I don't think I know this one.
It's rough. It's really sad, and unfortunately there's no resolution, so that's always more difficult.
Yeah.
So 5-year-old Haley Cummings was put to bed on the evening of February 9th, 2009, around 8 p.m. Haley lived with her father, 25-year-old Ronald Cummings, his girlfriend, 17-year-old Misty Crossland.
Wait, I'm sorry. How old is he?
25.
25 and 17. Okay. And he has a daughter. Not with her.
And a son.
And a son.
And a son. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Haley's younger brother, Ronald Jr., who was 3 at the time, and they all live in Ronald's trailer.
Okay.
After putting the children to bed, Misty then lay down to go to sleep herself around 10 p.m. in the same room as Haley and Ronald Jr.
So the girlfriend slept in the same room as the kids?
Yes.
But the dad didn't sleep in there?
Well, he was at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I'll get to that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so Misty had been living with the family for about 5 months and would often watch after the kids when Ronald was working. On this particular night, Ronald was at work and he came home around 3 a.m.
Okay.
Misty had awoken shortly before he came home and realized Haley was not in her bed. So when Ronald returned home, the two of them frantically began searching all over the home for Haley.
Right.
They then called the police to report Haley missing, claiming that the back door to their trailer had been propped open with a cinder block and that they found her blankie on the back porch.
Oh my God, no.
I know. Misty told police that the door had been locked and it was always locked and that someone must have broken in and taken Haley.
Okay.
Now let's talk about Haley's life leading up to her disappearance. Haley Ann Marie Cummings was born on August 17, 2003, to Ronald Cummings and Crystal Sheffield. Her parents, who had never married, had separated several years before she had went missing. The two fought over custody for Haley and her brother Ronald Jr. in court, and her father was eventually awarded full custody of both children in 2005.
That's so surprising. I think we said the other day in one of our episodes, like, it is rare, I feel like, for the father to get especially full custody.
It definitely is. And in this case, especially because, so I guess the reason why he got custody was because Crystal had admitted to using cocaine.
Okay.
And Haley had missed several doctor's appointments while in her care. But Ronald also had his own checkered past.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand why exactly he was awarded custody, but obviously the living situation with Crystal must have been more dire than the one with Ronald, which is so sad that you know.
It's like the
have to choose between.
Yeah, the lesser of two evils, it feels like. That's so sad.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, Crystal, missed several doctor's appointments.
You mean Haley?
And this was because Haley.
Oh, Crystal with Haley. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Haley was actually born with a genetic disorder known as Turner syndrome.
Oh.
It is caused when a female is born with only one X chromosome.
Oh, okay.
Turner syndrome can exhibit numerous symptoms, including the restricted growth of the long bones and ovaries, cardiac problems, vision problems, specific learning disabilities, multiple birthmarks, swollen fingers and toes, webbed digits, and hypothyroidism, which Haley suffered several of those issues, and had to take medication and things like that. So missing doctor's appointments is a big deal.
Right. Okay, that makes a little more sense, honestly, than why the judge might have given custody to him. Ruled. Because if she needed these doctor's appointments and was missing them, maybe, like, quote-unquote, the mother wasn't fit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Is there anything that, like, causes this, or is it just a genetic, like...
I think it's just a random genetic thing, yeah. The during formation, the chromosome just isn't there. Wow, yeah,
that's so sad.
Yeah. And Haley was attending Browning Pierce Elementary School in San Mateo, Florida, at the time of her disappearance. Her father, Ronald, had several run-ins with the law, mostly for drug-related charges prior to her disappearance. In most cases, the charges were dropped, or he would have to serve his sentence with house arrest, which is, you know, you have to wear the ankle monitor and you can't leave your house, or in some cases you can if you have a job, things like that.
Right.
During their custody trial, Crystal claimed that Ronald was violent, and that she had also once tried to take out a protective order against him, but the case was later dismissed. So back to the night that Haley went missing. After calling police, Ronald then called his mom and his grandmother to alert them that Haley was missing. Haley was very close with his grandmother and great-grandmother, so, you know, Ronald knew that he needed to, like, let them know what was going on immediately. According to Haley's family, Haley would never get up out of her bed and wander off in the middle of the night. She was afraid of the dark, so this was just not like her at all. She would have never just even gotten out of her bed, you know, let alone left the house.
Yeah, that's so sad.
So luckily, you know, since it's a child, police immediately sprang into action. A nationwide Amber Alert was issued. Investigators then began their search for Haley. There were around 150 police officers from 20 different agencies that showed up, along with bloodhounds. They searched the wooded area within a 5-mile radius of Haley's home in Satsuma, Florida.
Wow, okay.
There were also helicopters in the sky searching for any sign of Haley by air. Police hoped that the bloodhounds would hit on Haley's scent and lead investigators to her, and they were right. The trail, however, took them to a riverbed about 500 yards from Haley's home, but there was no sign of Haley anywhere.
That's so sad.
Police began to wonder if she had, in fact, gotten up in the middle of the night, walked out of the house, and wandered off, and accidentally had fallen into the river. Despite what her family said.
I wonder if she could have been, you know, sleepwalking or something, and they either had never seen her do it before, or it was something new or something like that, and she really did just go out. Did you say that the door, did it show signs of somebody breaking in, or did it just look like it was open?
It was just propped open with a cinder block, which... Okay. I think everybody knows what a cinder block is, but it's just one of those, like, big gray blocks, and those were in the backyard.
Right.
So whoever propped it open got it from the backyard.
And that doesn't seem like something she would do, though.
No.
She's five. Yeah, carry
She couldn't even lift it. It's pretty heavy. Yeah. So search teams, divers, and boats searched in and around that river, which was the St. John's River, nearby where Haley's scent had led the bloodhounds. But unfortunately, the search turned up nothing.
Okay.
During their investigation, police made a very unsettling discovery. Within a 1-mile radius of Haley's home, there were 44 registered sex offenders.
Oh,
a 1-mile radius.
My God. A 1-mile radius.
That is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know. So they began to interview several of those registered sex offenders, and they soon discovered that one of them had abruptly left for Nebraska the night Haley went missing.
That's not suspicious at all.
No, not at all. So investigators flew out to Nebraska and questioned this sex offender, and he was cleared. His alibi checked out.
Damn it.
And as a matter of fact, all 44 sex offenders checked out.
Oh, wow. So they actually checked the alibi of every single one of them?
Yep. And they all checked out.
Good for them.
Yep.
I feel like some police departments would not do that.
Yeah. I agree. So with another dead end, seemingly, police decided to backtrack a little bit and they re-interviewed Misty, the girlfriend. Mostly due to several times her account of the events that night had inconsistencies.
Oh, okay.
She had been quoted saying that she woke up that night to use the bathroom. Then another time she claims she awoke to get some water, which is not like a huge thing because maybe you don't remember, maybe you were going to do both, but definitely sent up a red flag for investigators.
Yeah.
And her account of the back door being propped open raises some suspicions with investigators as well, because as you were just asking, there was absolutely no sign of force entry or any kind of struggle in the home at all.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Also, Misty said that at first, both children were sleeping in bed with her. Then later, she claimed Haley was in her own bed.
Oh, okay. That's a big
inconsistency.
Yeah.
So for context, the master bedroom of the trailer was where the whole family slept. Haley had her own little mattress on the floor across from her dad's mattress, where he, Misty, and Ronald Jr. would normally sleep. It seemed impossible to investigators that someone could come into their bedroom and take Haley without Misty or her brother hearing it.
Yeah.
Haley's family describes her as feisty. So if someone snatched her in the middle of the night, everyone in the home would have known about it.
Right. Yeah. That's
same room.
Not adding up.
Yeah. So this leads investigators to question, was Haley taken by someone that knew her?
I think so.
Was that someone possibly Joe Overstreet, who was Misty's cousin? He had been visiting Misty's family and left mere hours after Haley went missing to go back to Tennessee where he lived. He had been staying in the Crossland home, which was just across the way from Haley's house. So the way I picture it is like, it's not, so they live in, I guess like a trailer park, for lack of better terminology. And it seemed from the way I read that it was like a dirt road and it was a circle and there was just like
okay.
a few trailers kind of scattered about. So the Crossland home was not directly across from Haley's, but it was in the same circle to where you could actually see Haley's trailer from Misty's trailer, essentially.
Okay.
So was Haley with him? Did he take her? Investigators immediately flew to Tennessee to question Overstreet and keep a watchful eye on him, but once again, the trail runs cold.
Okay.
Investigators announce they will conduct more interrogations of relatives and anyone associated with the family, including some re-interviews. Several persons of interest agree to take polygraph tests, but police decline discussing any results. They also state that they have found several items of interest during their searches near Haley's home, but they declined to specify what those items are or where they are okay. found. Another search is held for Haley, but it leads to no new evidence. Cadaver dogs are used to help search for her, and one alerts in a dumpster near her home, but nothing was found inside the dumpster.
All right.
At that point, officers announced that they will end ground searches unless there is new information to undertake, you know, a new search.
I mean, at some point when you're not finding anything, unfortunately that has to happen.
Yeah. So relatives of other missing children, including George Anthony, who is the grandfather of Kaylee Anthony, we won't get into that. But anyway, and then also Joshua Duckett, the father of missing Leesburg boy Trenton Duckett, visit Haley's family to show support.
Aww.
Crime Stoppers of Florida offered a $1,000 reward for any information leading to solving the case. And Leonard Padilla, which was the bounty hunter who worked on the Kaylee Anthony case, offers a $25,000 reward if Haley is found.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So this is making headlines for sure. Like, this case is nationwide. People are coming from all over to try to help, to try to show support, right, to do whatever they can to help find this 5-year-old little girl.
Right.
Haley's mom, Crystal, seems to have her own suspicions of Misty's involvement in her daughter's disappearance, but Ronald stands behind Misty and her innocence 110%. So much, in fact, that on March 12th, 2009, Ronald and Misty marry one another in the yard of a friend's mobile home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think this is kind of comedic. I don't know. It's funny to me anyway. That Misty's parents, or her mother specifically, had to sign for her to get married because she's still 17 years old.
Oh my God.
How is this not a felony? How is this not a felony? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, that shouldn't be. Yeah.
So in the state of South Carolina, you are technically considered an adult at the age of 17, which means absolutely nothing because you can't do anything until you're 18. Like, you can't buy a lottery ticket, you can't buy cigarettes, right, you can't rent a house or, you know, whatever. So really it's like no point, but you can be tried as an adult, I guess.
Right.
So I don't know.
Or get married.
So I don't know if it's like similar to that, but she still had to have her mom sign for her. So I don't know how that's legal. I don't know.
Okay. Yep.
It's like not the 1800s. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, that's really weird.
It's Florida, I guess. I don't know. Like, Florida has different laws and...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, the next day, after they are married, they take a trip to New York City and appear on the Today Show, where Ronald says the wedding is part of his personal life and it's no one's business who he marries.
Mm-hmm.
But Crystal criticizes their marriage and the trip because it occurred while Haley is still missing and the search for her, you know, was still taking place and he's running off to New York City.
Right.
An attorney for Ronald, Greg Kimball, announces the Florida Department of Children and Families has investigated and cleared his client of any abuse speculations of Haley prior to her disappearance. Ronald retains custody of Ronald Jr. with his now wife, Misty, and the two agree to take some parenting classes to kind of help prove to the public they care about finding Haley and care about the well-being of their son. That's just my opinion, which, by the way, I'm a human, I have opinions, and I'm entitled to them just like everyone else.
Yeah.
But they did take these classes, and I think that they were just trying to show people, like, hey, you know, we're willing to do whatever it takes for people to not suspect us.
I mean, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. And Ronald, like, he, you know, he has an alibi. He was at work that night. Police never.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's considered a person of interest, but he never really was, like, a suspect or a real serious person of interest.
Yeah.
Misty, on the other hand, we'll get into all that later. But anyway.
All right.
So, along with suspicions from Crystal and the investigators, a rumor surfaces that Misty was not actually at home the night that Haley went missing.
Oh.
That she was actually partying it up in a neighboring town.
Okay.
According to investigators, several eyewitnesses came forward claiming to have seen not only Misty at this party, but Haley too.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But when asked about this and other inconsistencies in her story, Misty's response is simply, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't know if you were at a party.
Yeah.
The night your husband's daughter disappeared and hasn't been found.
And I'm going to assume here that when she says, I don't know, she's probably saying more like, I don't know why they're saying that, rather than, I don't know, like, what happened, because that would sound like she, like, has really comprehension suspicious. Issues, but I don't know. It's still very suspicious, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
So despite investigators not believing Mistier's account of the events that evening, her testimony was the only evidence they had as to what possibly could have happened to Haley. And they had no real evidence against Misty and couldn't prove that she was responsible. So the investigation continued. And they did try to question Ronald Jr., but he was only 3 years old at that time, so... Unfortunately, yeah. He didn't have a lot of information to provide, which is completely understandable.
Yeah.
On Haley's 6th birthday, Ronald invited the public to a balloon release to celebrate her birthday and to just kind of, you know, show remembrance of Haley still being missing.
Aw, that's so sad.
I know. On August 19th, 2009, EcuSearch, which is a Texas-based search and rescue team, confirmed that one of the polygraph tests performed, which was by Misty during the beginning stages of the investigation, showed huge deceptions.
Oh, okay.
It alleged that the only reason Misty agreed to the polygraph was due to the fact that EcuSearch wouldn't agree to help search for Haley if she didn't.
Interesting.
Misty told EcuSearch they needed to look for a red rose in a wooded area running from the St. John's River east behind the house where the girl lived, but that search turned up nothing.
Why would she even say that?
I don't know. I think just like grasping at straws at this point.
Yeah, like, I get if she was trying to say like, oh, search in, you know, the river going east, but that whole like detailed thing,
red rose wooded area, yeah. And it made me wonder if like maybe Haley liked to play down there or something, and like she would take them down there, and like maybe. They liked yeah. the red roses. I don't know, but it didn't matter because they found nothing in that area.
Yeah, wow.
Then on October 15th, 2009, Ronald Cummings and Misty Crossling get a divorce.
Okay.
They claim that the stress and scrutiny from Haley's disappearance is the cause.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. But it's like weird to me too, because I feel like that's the reason they got married. And now it's the reason they're getting divorced.
Yeah, like they got married after she disappeared. It's not like they got married way before and then this just came up and it was too much for them. Yeah, like
exactly. On January 10th, 2010, after a month-long investigation, Misty, Ronald, Misty's brother Tommy, and two others, Hope Sykes and Donna Brock, are arrested for trafficking prescription medications.
Okay.
They sold prescription drugs to an undercover police officer, and they were caught on camera doing so.
Okay.
Misty faced 6 counts of trafficking. Ronald faced 3 counts. Tommy and the other two faced 1 count of trafficking each.
Interesting.
The St. John's County Sheriff's Office released video surveillance capturing visits between Misty and Tommy with their dad, Hank Crossland Sr., while they were in jail. In one part of the video, he's seen telling Misty, quote, "Don't be lying about nothing, because all it's going to do is bury you deeper. The Haley stuff has got to come to an end. It has to, Misty."
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Since the arrest of Ronald, Crystal is awarded temporary custody of their son, Ronald Jr., which is good, because I'm glad he didn't, like, go to the system, and it kind of, yeah, I guess, proves, yeah, you know, she's got her act together a little bit better. I mean, I watched some like, media coverage of Ronald and Crystal, and also Haley's grandmother and great-grandmother just, like, begging for her to come home, and it is heartbreaking. Like, it literally brought me to actual tears, because you can just tell these people, despite, you know, them having issues with the law and like drugs and stuff, like, her parents love her and they care about her, yeah, and they want her to come home so desperately bad.
That's so sad. That just breaks my heart.
I know. So after 4,000 leads and a year after Haley's disappearance, there seems to be a break in the case.
Oh.
While in prison, Misty claims to have new information about what actually happened to Haley the night that she went missing.
All right, Misty, let's hear it.
She claims her brother Tommy and her cousin Joe Overstreet, that we talked about earlier, are to blame. She said that an accident took place, Haley accidentally passed away, and they took her body in a bag down to the docks at St. John's River and disposed of her.
Okay.
So again, police, investigators, search the river. And the river is like ginormous from what I gather. It is rushing water. It is thick, you know, not clear at all. So the search was difficult to say the least, but again.
And it's a year later.
Yeah. And again, they found absolutely nothing.
Okay.
So they decide to bring Misty down to the river to see if she had any additional information as to where, you know, where they could have dumped her, or if there's like a specific location or anything like that. But then Misty says, I was lying. Tommy and Joe didn't actually take her down there. They didn't kill her, and they didn't dispose of her body.
I think she was telling the truth.
I think that she is a horrible person. And
yeah,
at this point, it wouldn't surprise me if she's the one who did something to that child. Why? I don't know, but
I mean, like you said, Haley had some like medical issues, so maybe she accidentally died, and then Misty was like, shoot, I'm gonna get in trouble for this, and then covered it up.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, that's a very big possibility, and it kind of coincides a little bit with what investigators believe. So according to News for Jax, former investigators of Haley's case believe Haley died the night that she was reported missing, and they say that Misty Crossland holds the key to finding her.
I think so, too.
The main theory that they have as to what happened to Haley on the night of February 9th, 2009, is that more than likely Haley accidentally ingested some sort of drug, or some sort of drug was given to her to make her go to sleep, and that she likely overdosed and passed away.
Yeah.
Sadly, they are not convinced that her body will ever be uncovered. Yeah. So what I think, too, is, like, so many people saw her at this party that night, and maybe she did, you know, either ingest something at the party or was given something by someone at the party, and she's 5 years old. I mean, you can't even, I wouldn't even imagine you could give one, you know, pain pill or something to a child without something terrible happening.
I could definitely see that being the case.
Yeah. So Haley's mom, her dad, her grandmother, and her great-grandmother are all still so desperate to find Haley, and they plead with the public, if anybody knows anything, to please, please come forward. And this next part, I don't even know if I can read it without getting emotional, but her grandmother and her great-grandmother still buy Haley Easter baskets and Christmas gifts every year because they feel in their bones that she is still alive and that she will come home.
Oh my God.
Her great-grandmother is battling stage 4 lung cancer, and her dying wish is to bring Haley home. I know.
Oh my God.
I need a tissue.
I'm crying. Yeah. Wow.
Haley's father, Ronald Cummings, is serving 15 years in prison and is scheduled to be released in 2023. Missy's release date isn't until 2032.
Good. Do you know if Ronald thinks that Misty was involved?
He has stood by that he doesn't. Now, I don't know. Okay. He won't talk to any kind of media. He's declined to speak.
I mean, makes sense.
So his opinion could be totally different now.
Yeah.
But as far as like back when it happened and during the investigation, he always stood by Misty, even after their divorce, from what I understand, and said that he didn't think that she was involved. But
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I do too. Even if it was an accident.
Yeah. And I think it was probably an accident. I do. I really do think that it was. Yeah. I mean, she was 17 years old. Like, first of all, if you're 25, you shouldn't be dating a 17-year-old. And, you know, she's basically been put into this mother yeah. role over these two young kids. And, like, you know, babysitting is one thing, but, like, 24/7 care of two young kids, like,
yeah.
I mean, if she was in charge of, like, giving her medication or, you know, anything could have happened. And I do think that it was an accident if she is involved.
Yeah. I think so, too. I mean, I'm 25 and haven't had kids yet, and I don't know how to take care of kids, especially a kid that has more medical needs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A 17-year-old that is just thrown into this, like you said, something very well could have accidentally happened, and then she just freaked out, or maybe she was at the party and something happened and she didn't want that. She didn't want to get in trouble for that. Mm-hmm. So she covered it up. And that's just so fucked.
And maybe she was under, you know, the influence of something and wasn't making the most rational decisions. And once you cover up a crime, you're fucked.
Covering up a crime.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Up and down, all the way around. You're fucked.
Yeah.
So Haley has been missing for over 13 years. And like I said, her family is just so desperate for her return. If you have any information as to what happened to Haley or about her whereabouts, please contact the Northeast Florida Crime Stoppers at 1-888-277-8477. And you can do so anonymously. If you were at that party that night, if you are friends with, or were friends with Misty, are friends with Misty, you can call in anonymously. You do not have to tell them anything about yourself. And there is currently a $15,000 reward for Haley's recovery.
There you go. That's good money. If you know something, say something.
And there's probably still other rewards out there, like from that bounty hunter. I mean, if a child missing is not incentive enough, this type of money should be. So please, please come forward if you have any information about Haley. So that is the very sad, unfortunate, tragic case of Haley Cummings. I will post pictures. She was so precious.
So cute. I just looked it up.
So precious.
So adorable.
And the fact that she, you know, has all these health issues, like, she needs to be taken care of and she needs to be found. And it just, it's such a sad case. But I will definitely be posting pictures and things on our Instagram and our Facebook. And of course, if we have any updates in this case, we will let you guys know. But that's all I have for you guys today. And until next time, keep it human.
Bye.